right, folks, welcome back to yet another episode of Fresh Juice, an indie game podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Tommy Fresh, and joined as always, it is
Matty Juice. What is going on, everybody? Excited to talk about some indie games and all the indie related things.
Amen. Amen. We got a great episode for you all this week. We're going to be talking about a game called Into the Restless Ruins, a roguelike deck builder slash dungeon builder. It's very interesting. I'm interested to see what your takes are on it as well, because, you know, we don't talk about how we like these games until we hop on the podcast. So it's going to be fun. We got some news for everybody, and I mean, not news about us, just indie game news. And then we'll have some listener questions, and then we'll say goodbye, of course. But first, what's going on? How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good. You know, it's a long weekend, Memorial Day weekend here in the States. So had today off Monday, and then also took Friday off because had to go. Maria had to do her glucose test. Ooh. So she basically has to drink like a 50 milliliter bottle of like really sugary kind of syrupy stuff. And then they like test her blood to see if she's got like the diabetes or whatever you get when you're pregnant. So whatever it is, it's just a test. And actually, you know, everyone was kind of saying how terrible it would taste. And obviously I didn't taste it. But she said it kind of just tastes like an orange soda. So sounds good to me. Yeah. I mean, sign me up for a test. did that, had off on Friday, which was nice. And then went golfing on Saturday, which was a good time. Went over to the Princeton Country Club, which is not as fancy as you would think it would be with that name, but it was a good course. It just the second half of the course is like was just covered in water. They said there's no drainage over there, so that kind of sucked a little bit, but it was still a good time. Had a good time with the boys. And yeah, just kind of just been doing some stuff around the house lately. Nothing too crazy. But I am very excited for, this week. These next 2 weeks are exciting for me personally. I have Elden Ring Night Rain comes out this week. I'm excited about that. You know, we're having friends over on Saturday for a night in Tuscany, which should be good. And then also it's Maria's birthday. And then we got Dune Awakening. We got the Switch 2. We got Summer Game Fest. It's all like coming all together within 2 weeks. It's a lot of stuff. And I'm excited. But literally, I realized that there will be a day next week where I am playing Dune Awakening, playing the Switch 2, and watching Summer Game Fest. And I'm like, oh my God, like, and not working that day too. So it's just like, why, you know, I mean, can life get better than that? I don't know, but
I'm certainly excited. That's, I mean, yeah, a lot of great gaming moments coming up. Pog champ, as they say. I don't know about that, but yeah, that's a very exciting. I had a busy weekend and busy week as well. I think I mentioned I put in my notice at my job, going back to the old job, which I'll start next week. I went to a concert of this band that I'll be recommending at the end of the show, and that was just awesome. And then this weekend we went to a wedding. So we went out to like mainline area, like outside of Philadelphia, Malvern area for a wedding. And we went for the whole weekend. The wedding was on Sunday, so